has to be a compromise, because nobody is going to win on this situation. If I win or they win, we are still divided. We've got to come together and compromise a solution. If not, the rest of the session is going to be divided, and this nation, I mean, the state is already divided.
Well, what's the compromise? What's all that?
Well, there has to be, marriage has to go, some kind of civil union. I don't like that, but I don't want to see us divided like we are. And I think it's incumbent on the leadership to bring us together. The governor came in tonight and apologized for his wife, for what she said. I mean, head hung low. He wanted sympathy, and it was a big thing for him to do. But I think his real role needs to be is to help us find a compromise and bring this Democratic Party together. He talked about staying together. We aren't going to stay together the way he's jamming this stuff down our throat. We need to find a solution, and the leadership needs to do it.
Is putting this before voters a compromise? I mean, one of the reasons
that
the amendment...
That is one compromise. One compromise to let the voters decide. Another compromise to go to civil union rate. And I'm not sure where I stand on that, but it's better than what we have now.